At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You found primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN's primetime action on a Wednesday night. Glad you could join us tonight. Baseball, basketball, hockey, a little college football in there. Houston Astros doing it again. We'll give you all the details momentarily, but Matt, some tip-offs to start things off.
Yeah, this one got out of control pretty quick. We sat down, our producer Kelly goes, What happened?
Just happened. When did this happen?
How did this possibly happen right now?
I missed another two runs since the last time I asked that question.
Yes, tip-off coming momentarily. Pacers and the Hornets right now. Point-and-a-half favorites are the Pacers, 223. Your total in that one, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, Bulls and Pistons, 5.5 in favor of the Bulls. Pistons, home dogs here, 218.5. Your total, Wizards and the Raptors, is coming to you at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific. 2.5-point favorites, the Raptors, 223.5. Your total in that one. There are some threes popping as well. So depending on which side you want to play, be sure shop around there. 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, Celtics and the Knicks. The Knicks are 2.5-point home favorites, 219 to 220. So there's a couple of different totals out there. Shop around there. 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, Cavs and the Grizzlies. Grizzlies, 7.5-point home favorites, 219 to 18.5, the total in that one. 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, Rockets and Timberwolves, 6.5 points across the board here for the Timberwolves. Home favorites in that one, 231.5, 232, your total. 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, the Sixers and the Pelicans. Sixers are 3.5-point to 4-point road favorites over the Pelicans, 223.5 to 224. Your total there. 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, Magic and Spurs. That is 6.5 points in favor of the home Spurs over the Magic, 212, 212.5. Your total. 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, the Thunder and the Jazz, 14-point home favorites are the Jazz, 221.5 is your total. And that one, the two late games, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, Nuggets and Suns. Suns, 6-point home favorites, 225 the total. Kings and Blazers, 6.5-point home favorites, 234.5 the total there.
Any pre-flop NBA from either of you two tonight?
No, none for me. Lean the Kings. I might, if I see a 7.5, because I see a couple sevens on the Kings night, I might pull the trigger on 7.5.
Didn't go so great for me last night, making an ill-advised last-minute NBA bet. So I think I'll just chill out on that one.
Think you'll relax for a bit. A couple injury notes on those early games. No Terry Rozier for the Hornets, so that number's been racing a little bit. That's the reason why there. Jaylen Brown, who has been dealing with COVID difficulties, he is playing tonight, but apparently is still carrying around a what do you have when you have asthma? Inhaler. Thank you. Jeez.
Wow,
Josh Richardson and Al Horford out tonight for the Celtics as well. So those are a couple of the bigger injury notes for the early.
Okay, and we will talk basketball with Preston Johnson, Sports Cheetah from Betts Media, and of course, we'll get that lowdown from him on basketball. We'll talk hockey with Andy McNeil momentarily, football, pro that is, with Tank Williams, former NFL player. He's a Yahoo Sports NFL analyst, and also some college football with Pete Futak later. Baseball, to update that, off a day that really turned around perhaps the, or I should say both championship series, if not the course of the rest of the postseason. The Dodgers, in dramatic fashion, while we were on air last night, come back to win Game 3 of the series against the Braves. Game 4 is later tonight. We'll talk about that. More importantly, right now, late last night, the Astros, and this is for totals bettors last night, Astros were down in that game yesterday, 2-1 in the eighth. Solo shot by Jose Altuve tied it up at 2, and then a 7 spot by the Astros in the ninth to crush under bettors last night. Well, it might be up to the same old tricks. It was 1-0 here in the top of the sixth, and the Astros have just put up a 5 spot on the Red Sox. Total 8 pre-flop in this one. We are at 6 now. 6-0 Astros as they look to try to establish a 3-2 lead in this best of 7 ALCS with Game 6, of course, back in Houston.
First pitch coming 8:08 Eastern, 5:08 Pacific in the Braves and Dodgers. Jesse Chavez on the hill for the Braves. Julio Urias on the hill for the Dodgers, -225. Ooh. There is a 235 out there as well. If you want the dog in this one, you can find as high as a +194 on the Braves. A total of flat 8 has ticked to 8. There is one 8.5 at DraftKings actually out there. So 8, 8.5, depending on which way you want to play the total. Shop around on that one as well. But, you know, that game last night, we were, you know, I sent you guys this tweet that came through this morning, you know, and we were even talking about that, you know, what a good reliever that they gave up the 3-run shot to Bellinger for the Braves. And honestly, he threw it right where he should have. He threw it right where he should. I mean, it was the hot cold map for Bellinger, and where he has been absolutely horrible all season long is exactly where that pitch was. And
it's amazing.
He just
how he
happened
got
to turn around a you know, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it was just it was absolutely crazy. You know, it's just, we said it when it happened, baseball, you know, but it's just like the one spot where the guy was absolutely perfectly trying to put it, that's exactly where the ball was going. And he got up to it and hit it out of the park.
So I jumped out of my seat yesterday. It was just unbelievable. He was swinging for the fences the whole at-bat, and he caught it.
Yeah, you called that like 3 pitches ahead of time. You're like, man, Bellinger's just swinging out of his shoes here.
By the way, Framber Valdez is throwing a one-hitter, oh, by the way, for the Houston Astros. If you want to get in on the Red Sox, down 6-0 here in the bottom of the sixth with nobody out, 15-1 at DraftKings. 15-1 if you want to take him +5.5 runs. That's -110. The over-under adjusted to 9.5 now, with the under slightly juiced at -130 as Valdez retires yet another batter. Again, a one-hitter going here through 5 1/3. How about some football? Because there's a lot of football news today. Baker Mayfield, as we suspected here on this show, come on, couldn't play. Torn labrum. I know it's not his throwing shoulder, but despite his best efforts, he will not be playing for the Browns tomorrow night. Odell Beckham, Jadeveon Clowney, their center, J.C. Treader, Jedrick Wills, their standout left tackle, Jack Conklin, their right tackle, everyone questionable to play tomorrow as well. We already know that they're without Hunt and Chubb in the backfield. Beckham didn't practice all week. Clowney was limited all week. Treader, Wills, and Conklin got in limited practices today. On the other side of tomorrow night's game, Teddy Bridgewater, questionable for the Broncos, foot and quad issues.
What this has done to the line, it's down to 1.5 at a couple of different books, 2 sitting at DraftKings right now. And if you're wondering what that does to the total, 41 in this one now, a total of 41 with Case Keenum taking over for the Cleveland Browns. You know, we were talking about this a little bit before we went on air. It is not like Case Keenum doesn't have NFL experience. It's not like he doesn't have starting experience. It's not like this is a guy who's going to walk out there and just be completely clueless. So depending on how this kind of whole thing plays out and what the beat writers kind of say about Teddy Bridgewater, a point and a half, I might could be interested in the Browns in this thing.
Yeah, the Teddy Bridgewater stuff's interesting because it's been – he's listed questionable now for the game. I know there was a quad injury added onto his list of injuries.
Right, right. It's multiple injuries apparently that he's dealing with.
Leg injuries. So, I mean, with a 41 total and we're looking at a two-point spread, this has got teaser written all over it. But no offense, Drew Locke. I don't know if you're starting tomorrow night. I don't know if I'm nearly as confident in that as Teddy Bridgewater. So I think it's a wait and see on that. I think I will be teasing up the Broncos though if Teddy goes and does play that game. I would say one of the leading sports betting stories of the day, Kill, is that the Packers are now to 8.5 or 8. So now you can tease them down too.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah,
it's big. They're 8 now.
8.5, 8's around. Yeah.
So teasable.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's where we were sitting here last night. It was like 9.5. I'm like, I don't really think it's going to move to that territory, but it did.
Keenum, Locke, Thursday Night Football, catch the fever. Bridgewater with multiple injuries, like Djokovic said. He's like, not one injury, many injuries.
It's like, I have injuries all the way up and down my leg.
And it could be a, hey, the Browns are introducing themselves in the huddle, too, as well, depending on how this all plays out. Might be guys that haven't even seen each other on the practice field before.
My name is
I'm Bob.
Steve.
I'll be playing left tackle tonight. And
we all know each other from the practice squad.
Speaking of the practice squad, Kyle Shanahan says he's pretty optimistic. That's a direct quote. Pretty optimistic that Jimmy Garoppolo can play Sunday versus the Colts. He indicated that Trey Lance had his knee issue, probably won't be ready until next week, which we figured when we heard about the Trey Lance injury last week. But the whole pretty optimistic thing about Jimmy G, you better be pretty optimistic, because if he doesn't play, there's nobody else on their current roster depth chart at quarterback. Kelly just had to search the practice squad. Nate Sudfeld would probably be the guy up. If that would be the case. Old Nate Sudfeld, who I believe was the guy that they threw in the Philadelphia tank game last year against Washington the last weekend of the season. Everybody remembers that, if I'm not mistaken. Chargers expected to sign former Texans wideout Andre Roberts, a source said. The former Pro Bowl punt kick returner quickly with a new landing spot there. And then the one that's sort of off the charts here, and we really should give this more than a minute, but the Texans and Dolphins could have Deshaun Watson, a deal with Deshaun Watson deal, that is, done this week. That's according to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. And I read that and I just cannot fathom it. But that's the report from John McClain.
Yeah, and I didn't really see a ton of details on it, but I guess the one, and Matt, weigh in on this, but I mean, John McClain is, when it comes to NFL beat reporters, is about as famous and credible as it gets, it seems. So him reporting that, I think a lot of people are saying there's something to it. But not a whole lot more details of what possibly could exchange hands in a trade like this.
Well, when you escape Nakatomi Plaza, I can believe anything you said. But in this case, with Deshaun Watson, the thing about this is, until everything off-field is adjudicated, trading for him seems like a next-year thing. And then keep in mind that Roger Goodell still has carte blanche to do whatever he wants suspension-wise, no matter what happens off the field. So it would seem like a pretty huge leap, unless they know something none of us know.
And I don't know how that happens in today's
I don't know.
Society.
Not really sure. Hockey, next. Andy McNeil, he's got some picks or some prop bets. We'll see. It's next on VSiN's Primetime Action.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You are looking live at primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NBA season might have tipped off, but there's still time to grab your copy of the VSiN Pro Basketball Betting Guide. It has strategies, predictions, and best bets to stay ahead of the odds makers. Our hoops experts, including Jonathan Von Tobel, provide strategy and advice as well as predictions for conference winners, win totals, playoff teams, and player awards. The digital guide is a must-have, so give yourself a betting edge this season and get your copy now for only $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe.
$12.31 Canadian.
$0.31, is it?
$12.31. Yeah, $12.31.
Canadian.
Yep. For once, that actually like segues nicely into our next guest.
Ah, that's right, because we're headed to Canada. I see what you did there.
Right?
He had no idea.
Just six toonies and 31 pennies.
Let's get the ruling on all that from Andy McNeil at Digital Gambler, our hockey analytics expert. There you go. We'll wave the flag. Can you tell us where we're wrong about loonies? What's going on there?
No, I think one American dollar is a boot, $1.30 Canadian.
There you go.
We are at a 123 exchange rate right now.
Did you hear?
Oh, that's low.
Yes.
You hear that's Andy's low. Exaggerated a boot? Did you catch that?
It was a boot. Yeah, he was a boot right. Mm-hmm. He was a little high on it, but yeah, he was a boot right.
All right, Andy, we got some NHL action tonight. You and I had the conversation this morning, but we also had a previous conversation where I said, hey, are the props going to be your bread and butter? And you said, oh, no, it's the sides. You're back to a side tonight?
Yeah, I'm on the Bruins at -135 or better. I played an average price of around -130, so it's up around -140 now. I think I'd stay away from that at this point. You might be able to find something a little better if you shop around, but it looks like pretty much everywhere is -135, -140 now. I do like a couple of player props in this game. Of course, they're both on the side of the Flyers here. The one that did make it into the report was Ryan Ellis, who is one of the new Flyer acquisitions. Obviously, spent a lot of time in spent the previous parts of his career in Nashville with Roman Josi. He's got 2 assists and a goal thus far this season in 3 games, but I don't think he's going to keep that up. He's a guy that's probably only going to get a point every 2 games or so. And minus 160, I think actually down to minus 150 or minus 155 now. Ryan Ellis under 0.5 points. And one that didn't make it into the NHL betting market report on VSiN.com was Travis Konecny under 0.5 points at minus 105. This one is a little bit scary. Konecny plays on the top line, and he's going to get opportunities on the power play if the Flyers get there tonight. But the Propagator, which is our player prop pricing tool that we're using over at VSiN, that prices this one closer to minus 150-ish. So definitely some value there, and I'm going to bet against Konecny to find the score sheet until I get burned too many times by it.
Andy, we have one more, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, the Blues and the Knights. As we sit right now, about minus 135 on the Knights at DraftKings, but there's 125s out there and about as high as plus 116 on the Blues as underdogs. What are you looking at in this one?
Yeah, so this one is a little tough because, we learned Max Pacioretty and Mark Stone were not going to be in the lineup. Both of those players, well, Pacioretty specifically is going to miss what looks like several weeks, and Stone could miss days or weeks. We still don't know. But either way, those players aren't in the lineup tonight. And the line had moved quite a bit overnight, had got down to around minus 120, and that's where I would have started to see value on the Vegas Golden Knights. But, it being such a light schedule today, I took an opportunity to take a nap this afternoon and missed out on that. So full disclosure there. But, I'm leaning towards the favorite here. I make this game minus 128, roughly. Pavel Buchnevich is out on Rangers fans will know. Obviously know him well. He's out for serving a 2-game suspension. He actually headbutted another player a couple of days ago, and you can't do that with a helmet on, that's for sure. it's a tough spot for the Blues, even though the Knights are shorthanded here. I do like Jonathan Marchessault, so the L and the T are silent there at the end of Marchessault. Sorry, I was watching Saturday Night Live videos today, but it's a great night for that line. Riley Smith, Jonathan Marchessault, they're going to get elevated up probably with playing more minutes than they're accustomed to with the big guns out of the lineup here. So they should get their opportunities. And Marchessault is a guy who registers a ton of shots and a ton of chances. And I like him over 2.5 shots. It's minus 150 or minus 160, I believe, now. And that one should be priced closer to minus 175.
And remind folks where they can find all your props on a daily basis, Andy.
Yeah, that's over at VSiN.com, the NHL. The daily NHL betting market report, you can find it at VSiN.com/AndyMcNeil on the NHL. I don't know who came up with that that one, but it's not the easiest to spell out here.
And you're doing like a video a week or something also for those who want to see your smiling face?
Yeah, it was a little, that's the not the important part of it. It's right. All about the player props and the analysis. I try to make my face as small as possible on the stream. But yesterday we got off the ground with that. And I mean, I'll be the first to admit that the stream was a little clunky, but it's something that I'm trying out, and hopefully people seem to like it. And hopefully it's something that we can continue to do this season, hopefully do more of, because I like the engagement. I like to get out there and talk to people. So
let me just ask you one sort of macro hockey handicapping question. Obviously, hockey season having started, basketball starting last night and really in earnest tonight. So it sort of triggers the similarity of, I know basketball handicappers, rest and lack thereof is a major part of handicapping. Back-to-backs, 4 games in 5 nights, sometimes even worse, 5 and 7, whatever it is. In hockey, whatever your process is to come up with a side where there's value on a given night, how much does the notion of rest sort of take you off a game? How aware, or do you start the season with a grid where you know where the bad rest situations are? How does that work for you?
Yeah, so anybody that picked up the NHL betting guide over the last few years, and anybody that's been following me for the last several years knows that I do a lot of work to map out the schedule for everybody, before each new season, and I've done that again this year. So you'll get all your, you know, your tired spots and your rest spots, back to backs, you know, 3 and 4 nights, things like that, so that you can, you know, account for that when you're, you know, making your handicap. And you know, if a rested team is playing against a team that played on a back to back, and depending on how they're using their goaltenders, that can, you know, shift the team's chances of winning either way by, you know, 1 to 2 to 3%, even a little bit more than that, depending on the situation. So it's definitely important.
Andy, do you know which NHL team has the most Canadians on it by, you know, compared to Americans or rest of world?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I used to track that when it was the Bruins, because I always got flack for, you know, cheering for an American team, but they had more Canadians on their team than most of the Canadian franchises. So that was always my defense. But I don't know. Who is it?
I don't know. Last year it was Edmonton and Dallas. They had actually exponentially more than most.
Yeah, Edmonton probably is still right up there. I think they even got a little more Canadian.
Andy McNeil, everybody.
Those are the teams I want to root for. That I want to bet on.
The Canadian teams?
Yeah, because
the ones with the most
they're better. They're better. Well, they're obviously better players because they're from Canada.
That's a deep dive.
I don't know, man. Look out for the USA this year at the Olympics. I think they could build a pretty strong squad and make things interesting. So
with your season win totals, since you bring up the Olympics, with your season win totals, that had to be a huge factor, right? Where you were like, well, this team has a lot of superstars. They're going to go and leave their team and play in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, definitely. I made less season long bets than I have in years past this season, just because of the uncertainty with that. I mean, there's almost certainly going to be a star player or two that doesn't come back from the Olympics the same way they departed for them.
All right, Andy McNeil from his lair in Edmonton, Alberta, at Digital Gambler, for those who want to catch him on Twitter. He has kept that Twitter handle longer than his previous 17 Twitter handles. So congratulations to Andy on that. Thank you, Andy.
For now.
And always
nice
with the baseball cap. Well done, DraftKings baseball cap from Andy. You know what I love about Andy McNeil interviews is that he appears to have while he's talking to us, there's like a little voice in his head that is self-critiquing at all times.
Oh,
and he
yeah.
pays attention to that voice also and comments outwardly about it.
He's like, sorry, I was watching Saturday Night Live.
Sorry, I was watching a lot of Saturday Night Live tonight. Yes. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
A boot.
I wish I had taken the opportunity.
Oh, he critiques himself as much as any guest that we have.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, I do too.
That makes
That's why
better,
I love it.
Yeah.
Edmonton had 20 Canadian players last year. Were the Jets any good last year?
Out of how many players?
Because the Jets had the most American players.
Are you familiar?
Really?
Are you familiar with the Malcolm Gladwell Outliers deal where there's a large percentage of Canadian players born in a certain portion of the year because they ended up playing against younger players and juniors and were sort of canonized throughout their childhood? It's a fascinating sort of theory and really manifests. Anyway, there you go. Didn't think we'd go down that road, but we did. We'll come back. We'll be joined by MSG Plus, and we'll talk some baseball next. VSiN's Primetime Action. Back on VSiN's Primetime Action, live from the South Point Hotel Casino. Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. I'd like to welcome in the MSG Plus audience as well on a Wednesday night with hockey, with basketball, full slate, really, kind of full slate-ish of the NBA, and of course baseball. Astros now up in their game number four now, or pardon me, game five rather, against the Boston Red Sox, up 7-0. This after putting up a 7-spot last night in the ninth to blow that one open after Altuve had tied it in the eighth. And so now a consecutive night with a 7-run lead for the Astros after two straight games, remembering games two and three, where the Red Sox had 9-run leads over the Astros. So a volatile series, to say the least. And you can get the Red Sox, if you're interested, down 7-0. At the cool price at DraftKings. You interested in this at all, man? Anything? Want this?
No. This is a result that I'm looking for here.
22-1 if you want to bet the Red Sox now, down 7-0.
How many grand slams do they have in the series?
The Red Sox, three already. Three.
Are we contractually obligated to not put Andy's plays back up for the MSG audience that just joined us? Can they only be put up in the first half hour, or should we show them what he's on tonight? Just two hockey games, but he does have some plays if you guys are looking at them. Bruins money line at 135. Ryan Ellis under a half a point at minus 160. And then in the late game, Marsh show over 2.5 shots at minus 160 in that one. Gil, the lineups are out for Atlanta and LA Dodgers here. Swanson, Freeman, Albies, Riley, Rosario, Duvall, Peterson, and DiArno. So Peterson getting the start tonight. Jock Peterson with the couple of pinch hit home runs in the postseason here. Interesting, though, I noticed on the Dodger side of things, Betts, Seager, Turner, Smith, Lux, they dropped Justin Turner all the way down to the sixth hole tonight. He is, I'm guessing, because he has not been hitting all that well, in this series.
And he's dinged up.
And Bellinger in the seven hole, Taylor in the eight hole there. So interesting that Turner moved down in the lineup there.
So let me ask you a question. Obviously, yesterday, the Cody Bellinger shot heard around the world changes everything in this series. Five outs away from being down 3-0, the Dodgers last night. And as we know, only the Red Sox in 2004 in the ALCS against the Yankees have ever come back from a 3-0 deficit in a best-of-seven series in baseball history, though the Astros came close in the ALCS last year, taking three after they were down 3-0, only to lose in Game 7. So five outs away last night from being, you know, just behind the biggest eight ball ever, and Bellinger hits the three-run shot. Mookie later that inning with the what proved to be the game-winning RBI to make it 6-5 Dodgers. And so the question to you becomes, if you're betting on the National League Championship Series MVP, and some shops have this market, Cody Bellinger's anywhere between about 12-1 and 16-1. And that, of course, juxtaposed against Mookie, who seemingly gets on base every single time he's up, right? And Corey Seager, who's done some damage. The question becomes, is that home run so seismic in this series that no matter what anybody else does, if the Dodgers are to win, by the way, Austin Riley is the short shot to win National League Championship Series MVP because the Braves are, after all, up still 2-1. We should probably point that out. But if the Dodgers do come on and win this series, by the way, solo shot for Rafael Devers off of Framber Valdez, make it 7-1, and now it's 18-1. Can I interest you in 18-1 down 6 runs, Kelly? No?
I think I'm going to pass.
Okay. So the question is that home run so big last night, so seismic in that series, that if the Dodgers end up winning it, that no matter what Mookie does the rest of the series, or Corey Seager or whoever, that Bellinger should be a bet at that price? Because you could always say, hey, they're done if not for that.
There's that. He strikes out like every other time that he doesn't do that, though.
There's that as well. It's
the problem. But, you know.
But you get my point.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Honestly, the shocking thing to me, though, is just how bad he has been all year long. And then not only that, he hits a pitch out that was in the zone of literally the fewest amount of hits that he got all season long. I mean, it was like the worst place for the pitch to be put for him. Best place for the pitcher to throw it, like threw it exactly where he wanted to. And instead, it's just, I mean, you know, sometimes it can be the right pitch in the right spot, and you just get got. And he got got.
Just get got. Speaking of pitches in or outside of the strike zone, can we show that Laz Diaz, Jeff Passan tweet one more time?
Oh, boy.
Kelly's upset that I called for that. Well, I thought you were, like, waving me off on that. Jeff Passan from ESPN tweeted this out about Laz Diaz. This is for the Red Sox-Astros game yesterday, which, of course, as we mentioned, the Astros won it 9-2 ultimately with that 7th spot. In the ninth, but Jeff Passan tweeting out about home plate umpire Laz Diaz that he missed 21 ball strike calls last night. That was according to ESPN stats and information, the most of any umpire this postseason. By the way, the green dot in the upper right-hand corner, he notes, was that Eovaldi curveball that perhaps, and I'm going to say perhaps, because it wasn't necessarily, you know, a clear strike, but it could have been called a strike. That would have, I would have changed that to could have ended the top of the ninth with a score 2-2. Remember, that was the Jason Castro at bat that ended up putting it at 3-2, which really opened the floodgates after that. Now, when he tweeted this passing, it was 9-2. But 21 missed ball strike calls. My goodness. Can we do better than that?
Yeah.
We're just betting on this.
But I mean, even just for the just for the integrity, like baseball talks about the integrity of the game and wanting, you know, have this rich history and all stuff like that. Like, why would you want this as your as what is going to be remembered here? Because this, now that we have the technology,
the rich history of poor umpiring.
Yeah, it's like, yes, it's like now that we have the technology, I mean, this is more and more and more prevalent and more evident game after game after game. And I've said this for 2 decades, which this was way before any of the StatCast stuff and all this other stuff. But like, people will say, well, that umpire has a high strike zone or that umpire has a wide strike zone. There's no such thing. The strike zone is a finite area. There's no such thing as a wide strike zone or a high strike zone or a low strike zone, because the strike zone is an area that is defined.
It's supposed to be.
Yes. Yes. So you can't have a wide strike zone.
Yes, you're right.
You can't have a high strike zone.
The problem is that there are human beings behind the plate. And so, yes, their ability to keep that stated strike zone is, you
know. So now that we have the technology to make sure that the calls can be right, it is just, it is... The drumbeat is much louder.
Oh,
even the people who didn't want to come around, even the people who were like, oh, we got to leave it the way it is, even those people are starting to come around. Because, again, when you look and you see stuff like this, and this isn't even the worst of it, there were some umpires this year who were missing calls at a historic rate behind the plate. And it is just, it tarnishes the game, especially when we have the technology to get it right. We can get it right.
I mean, we've already had, listen, the Giants-Dodgers series ended, and I know there's people out there being like, oh, he wasn't going to get a hit. Listen, Wilmer Flores on 1-2 counts this year had a 1.66 OPS. So don't tell me that you know that he would have been retired. Max Scherzer didn't have his best stuff that inning.
He's going to strike out.
But the point is that we have replay, and I've watched, as you have, a billion baseball games, maybe give or take a few, and we still have no idea what a check swing is or what a swing is. But that one clearly
would have been
we
obvious.
Knew was not.
That one, that was one of the actual very few ones that would have been obvious. Like,
yes,
it's, I understand it is a hard call to make from 100 feet down the line in a split second situation. So give the guy a little bit of help and to where he can say, like, no, go to the replay. And yes, that would have been one of the very few out there that are extremely obvious. Mm-hmm. Most of them are very borderline. Like, you're sitting there and you're going,
And listen, as I say that, I realize there's people that are watching or listening who are saying, oh, really, Gil, you want them to review check swings? Well, yes, I do, because I don't understand what the crowd that wants, oh, we can't stop it for everything. These are postseason games. Okay, I mean, these are consequential. And again, we talk from a betting lens. We are only concerned, callous as we are, guilty as charged, we are concerned about bets and wanting the best, most pure outcome, win or lose, for our wagers. And so I don't think it's too much to ask. And at least if I push the thing about the check swing, at least then we can go back to the balls and strikes and at least say, oh, well, we'll give you the balls and strikes then.
And there's, I mean, look, we already changed the rules as it is for the postseason anyway. There's no ghost runner. We just play it out like the old times, you know, when it comes to extra innings. So we already changed the rules when it comes to postseason. So why couldn't an umpire who goes, you know what, I didn't see that one all that well. Let's take a look at it.
It was brutal last night. Yeah. It was. I don't know that it was definitely a strike on Jason Castro. I don't want to indicate that it was, but 21 missed ball strikes, according to ESPN stats and information. By the way, I have Dodgers futures tickets, in addition to getting them plus 160 yesterday when they were down 4-2, but I have the futures tickets for them to win it all from March. So I am not playing anything tonight unless there's an in-game opportunity. You, anything here? Dodgers big favorites.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm on the other side here. I'm just kind of riding out the Astros. Even them winning just the AL would be really great for me, so I'm just kind of sweating over here with that.
We could meet. Could be head-to-head.
We could be.
Dodgers got work to do, though. Astros look like they'll take a 3-2 lead in the best of seven of the ALCS, but the Dodgers still trailing 2-1. They got to even it up today, or else they are in that proverbial hole. Not 3-0, but 3-1. Bad enough. We'll come back. We'll talk about NFL MVP odds. So many players. Our possibilities in this one, maybe 7 or 8 deep. We'll hash it out. We'll look at the odds next on VSiN's Primetime Action.
Hey,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are looking live at primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you hungry for a win? Compete for free with the College Football Prediction Pool presented by Bojangles. Make predictions for the Tennessee versus Alabama game for your shot at up to $1,000 in cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Bojangles now to get in on the action. Bojangles, it's bo time. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Gil, Matt, Kelly, VSiN's primetime action. Last night, I know we're going to talk NFL MVP here momentarily, but last night we had a clip that made it on social, which was so hilarious. Someone very well-meaning had tweeted the show. Jerry Roche, I believe his name was. And he was just talking about, because we were talking about when will Arizona's first loss happen. There's a market you can bet on which week will the Arizona Cardinals lose their first game. And there's associated odds. And someone made the argument, Jerry Roche did, that, there's some spots.
Right.
Letdown spots. And that really triggered you, and you sort of went on a rant about spots.
Just in general, yes. Right? It wasn't look, once we got going, it got fun or whatever. But I got to thinking about it when I got home, and it's like, so there's three parts to a letdown spot as well, right? So the team has to win the week before.
Now, people should know who are listening to this first time. You do not subscribe to this.
I do not subscribe to spots really at all. But there's also three parts to a letdown spot, which is like really weird because so the team has to win the week before. Then we have to label it a letdown spot, and then they have to go ahead and lose that next the next week as well.
That's correct.
So there's three parts to every letdown spot.
So I too thought about this afterwards. Yeah. I don't want to stop you if you're not done. Go
no,
ahead.
No.
I too thought about this, and I said to myself, like, there's actually a serious handicapping element to this, which is for everybody who says, and we, as long as we've been betting, we've heard people talk about these spots. By the way, sandwich spots, right?
Yes.
That's another one.
Yes.
Letdown spots, sandwich spots in between two big games, whatever it is.
Look ahead spots.
Look ahead spots.
Yes.
Spots.
Yeah.
And so it occurs to me that the people who talk about this narrative, what do you think the percentage of them is that actually goes back and defines, just like you sort of said, what are the parameters? In other words, team A has to play a team that has a really good record right before, and then like what's the record of the team that they're playing in the quote unquote letdown spot, followed by the next game where it's another team. Like, so there are ways, if you really wanted to put it in an Excel spreadsheet, I'm not trying to bore anybody,
yeah,
but there's a way that you could actually define what you're talking about and then go back and really determine, is this a thing? By the way, I don't expect that anybody, the percentage is probably 0%,
yeah, right,
that do that. So let's just take it the layman's way, which is how many of those people who talk about spots actually have the wherewithal to then be honest about, did it actually work? Was it actually true? Or does their brain just purge it when it doesn't happen? And when it does happen, they just have confirmation bias and they say, you see, letdown spot.
Well, so even like letdown and look ahead is interesting, right? Because that depends, we'll use the NFL as an example, but it really applies to any sport. Depends what chunk of the season you're in, right? Team A might be 5-1 to start the season, but they might end the season 10-6 or, you know, 10-7 now. Like, you know what I mean? So it might have been a look ahead spot early on in the year, but then as the team fizzles out at the end of the year, you're not really looking ahead to them anymore.
Could there also be a combo spot where you are letting down in a week where you are also looking ahead? So it's kind of like a letdown look ahead spot, like a combo spot where you're like, you lost doubly because you were letting down and you were looking ahead.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to do is sort of articulate why you were so outraged by yesterday, as funny as you were about it, which is just, you know, that how many things in gambling always end up being confirmation bias when it doesn't happen. Because the whole week beforehand, you're like, let's say the NFL, the whole week beforehand, you're like, oh, letdown spot. When it doesn't happen, how many people actually in their head go, you know, it turns out it might not have been a letdown spot. Or when it does, when it goes against them, they just forget about it. And then 2 weeks later, they're talking about another team in a letdown spot. And only when it happens, only when they do end up losing or not covering or whatever, so they go, see, I told you, letdown spot. Because it's what we're getting at is it's largely narrative and it's not predictive.
Well, it was, I remember heading into that Jaguars game. We'll move on here in just a second, but I remember heading in that Jaguars game for the Cardinals, right? It was a look-ahead spot because they were playing the Rams the next week, right? And it was like, oh, you know, this the Jags might be able to do this, you know, might be able to cover and all. And then, you know, they go and beat the Jags by 31-19. Do we talk about how, oh, well, maybe it wasn't a look-ahead spot? Or what? It's just, you know, there's just, we always, it's the same deal with trends and all the other stuff and things like this. I think people want to pull at things to, like, help them get to a conclusion, which probably doesn't really honestly fit into what the actual handicap of the game.
So it makes betting fascinating, though, right? Gambling psychology is great. By the way, in case you're wondering, hey, when did you determine? When did you, where did you think the Cardinals would lose their first game? We determined that it would either, the best odds anyway, of the teams available. Week 11, the Cardinals travel to Seattle. If you think that Russell Wilson would be back by then, perhaps the 7-1 there might be a good bet. And then further down, post bye, all the way down to week 14, you can get 25-1, or was it 22-1, somewhere in that pocket, versus the Rams.
One of those, yeah.
Yeah.
22 or 25.
So those were sort of the answer to those questions. Anyway, NFL MVP. Sorry, I was going to say, not to belabor that point, but I think we might have already done that. NFL MVP. This market is fascinating after 6 weeks of the season because if you told me the top, one of the top eight guys here, and maybe even 9 out of 10, could win this, I would say, yeah, you're probably right. Dak Prescott and Kyler Murray, per DraftKings, are your short shots, both at plus 450. Josh Allen's at 5-1. Tom Brady's at 8-1. But also very tempting, Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson, not to mention Matthew Stafford, those three guys at 12-1. Justin Herbert at 14-1, and I'll even skip over Patrick Mahomes at 18-1 and say Derrick Henry might be the unicorn in all of this at 25-1. If Derrick Henry gains, let's just make a number. Let's say he gains 2,500 yards rushing. He's not winning MVP. If they win the division and make the playoffs like that, 2,500.
I think it would be very, very hard for them to pull the trigger over all these quarterbacks. I mean, I think it probably he should be way, way, way more in consideration than he probably would be. I'll put it that way. But I think he would probably not get the consideration he deserved with all these other quarterbacks that are in front of him. They just want to give it to quarterback. It's sexy to give it to a quarterback.
So, I wanted to talk about this today too, Gil, because of Derrick Henry. I think there's, when we look at this list, I think there's the top four quarterbacks that I think are clearly above Derrick Henry. And then I think after that, you could make an argument he could be next on the list. So we're like 25-1, and where he's slotted at on this list of players, I think is pretty long. I mean, where he's at, I'm kind of with you. He has that kind of season. I think he's up there in the discussion. Now compare this to where the offensive player of the year odds are, and he's the short shot at 4-1.
So that's interesting.
Yeah,
because the criteria, or not necessarily the criteria, but the history has been different with that award.
And that's where, like, I think Matt's point is valid, that we've just gotten to a point with like the Heisman Trophy and NFL MVP that it's like it's going to go to a quarterback unless something absolutely miraculous happens,
I'm not, this is not a Homer thing, this is not all, but I do want to circle something for this week, right?
I know what's coming.
So listen, there is a matchup this week between Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
There we go.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Lamar Jackson, if they go out and just absolutely smash the Bengals, who have looked really good, and this defense has looked really good, and all that 12-1's gone forever. So if you like Lamar Jackson, if you believe in the Ravens, and you believe that they're going to destroy, you should make that bet now. The person not in the discussion and not on the screen right now who's sitting at 100-1 is sitting in a team that's 4-2. One of the hottest teams in the league is the Ravens. If he goes out and they beat them outright in this game and go 5-2 and are now in a spot to make the playoffs, if not whatever. By the way, if you look, just throwing this out there, because again, he is one touchdown pass behind Josh Allen. He is tied with Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, and Kyler Murray for touchdown passes on the season, right? This is not one of those, and he's 100-1 where these guys are all sitting 8, 10, right. 12, whatever, something like that. Now you get your signature win against this hot team that has been destroying everyone and all the stuff. Just saying, having 100-1, that will be long, long, long gone too as well, should they go out and then beat the Ravens this week.
So I'm with you. I absolutely think, and we've kind of discussed this earlier on in the week, if you are going to bet the Bengals this week, probably sprinkle a little on 100-1. If you can find it out there, and that's what it's at DraftKings right now, I'm with you. I think you should at least sprinkle a few bucks on that.
Can't leave an MVP discussion without saying this, though. If 44-year-old Tom Brady,
yes,
you know where I'm going, they win the division, the Bucs win the NFC South, this is a regular season award, and he is as awesome as he has been for the first 5-6 weeks of this season, 6 weeks.
It's going to no one else.
It's going to no one else.
That's why I made it before the season. It was just 10-1.
Okay, and it's 8-1 now. Yeah. I still think that's the most prudent bet of all of them, because they're human beings voting, and what story is better than Brady winning an MVP?
Yeah. One touchdown pass behind Mahomes and is leading the league in passing.
Especially, as you said, if they get the sense that he is no longer going to be around. Maybe he's like, deuces, I'm out. You know, just a thought. But I do like that 100-1. We're coming back. Beeson's Primetime Action.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.